part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Let's talk transformation, and Elder Nyamazana already standing by to guide us in this discussion. We are focusing, as we do every Wednesday, talking matters of transformation and how we can aim at bettering ourselves. And Elder Nyamazana is here to guide us to say, let's do it one more time. And in our conversation today, quite a fitting one, especially looking at the period we're about to get into, November starting just this Friday. It's that time of the year again, that time of the year when many of us are trying to just get by. But also, it's a struggle. Why? Because there's the holiday spirit, right? And we are here trying to get into that while still juggling work deadlines, demands, and everything else that is there. But really, low energy saying, yeah, where are you guys going? Beniapi, you know, and as it seems, that home stretch continues to stretch further and further and further away. And let's discuss then how to deal with year-end fatigue. Mdala, good afternoon, and thank you so much for joining us.
Good afternoon. How are you, my brother?
No, doing okay, Mdala, and yourself?
I'm doing pretty well. A bit of flu, but I'm good.
Oh, you've got a bit of flu. Eish, askis, man. Is it that change of season or what?
Yes. I think it's the change of season, you know, the coming in of some rains and, you know, yeah.
Yes, yeah, true. But we are grateful for them. I mean, we had some period of sun in Zim, so I think just some wetness is really appreciated.
Yeah, we need rains. Mm. We need water.
No, but thank you so much for taking the call, even though you're not your best. We truly appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Dala, really appreciate the conversation we're going to be having today and that you're going to be guiding us in it. I mean, talking matters of how to deal with year-end fatigue. Is this simply a feeling? I mean, when you're talking about year-end fatigue, is it a feeling of tiredness? Is it psychological, that is maybe all in our minds? Or are there some specific symptoms that one can actually point to say, no, this is year-end burnout, this one?
I think I would say it's both.
Okay.
it could be psychological, or it could be reality.
Yeah.
Because a year is very long.
It's we're a long period.
True. Yeah. So we're talking of 12 months, yeah, of working hard, trying to meet some goals. And, you know, when we start the year, we set some resolutions and we'll be trying to chase those resolutions. So, yeah, I think we get to a point where you get tired. And, you know, sometimes when we are now approaching it and pressure of actually also trying to make sure that we finish, outstanding things, tying some loose ends, mm-hmm, also increases. And mm-hmm, that then increases the fatigue. So psychologically, you'll be thinking about, you know, the things that you might have failed to do, you know, the goals that you failed to achieve and all those things. So that can then put pressure and obviously leading to fatigue.
Yeah. So it's a reality, and I guess we have to deal with it, right? Otherwise, denying it won't help us at all. Maybe let's look at that, how we can then deal with it. How can someone manage this year-end fatigue? Like you're saying, it's a long period that has passed by and you're just needing some break. How can we now handle that burnout as an individual? And how can, especially from a leader's perspective, how can they manage and address this in their organization to ensure that their workforce, their staff, right, continues to give their very best even in those last... Because, I mean, I don't think it would be productive to say, guys, I can see it's October going on November now and burnout is kicking in. Let's just close shop. We'll see it in January, guys. When we have it won't work. So maybe talk to us a bit about that.
Yeah, so I think there are quite a number of things that we can do to deal with this problem. But the first one is actually to accept that this thing can happen, burnout, fatigue, and all those things. So the first thing is to know and to accept that it happens. So once we accept that, it means we can then be able to put in pressure. You want to put in place, you know, some mechanisms and ways of then dealing with it. So acceptance is the first point.
Okay.
And yeah, because so many times people don't act on problems because they'll be in denial. You know what I mean?
True, true.
Yeah.
They think it's not that important.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. So as a leader who's leading an organization, actually are leading people. So you need to appreciate the fact that these guys have been working for the whole year, and we are trying to, you know, to do a lot of things, to meet deadlines, to finish up, you know, outstanding things, and they've been working for 12 months. Mm. So you need to really be very practical to say, you know what, this fatigue can then catch up with people, and how do I then, you know, motivate them and also do that. So I think for me, that's number one. Number two is to then have a conversation with your staff. For example, a leader, you need to have a conversation with your staff, just maybe a one-on-one, you know, conversation with all of them to check how they are doing and how we can support them. So you notice that this fatigue is not only related to the workplace, even at home. Because this is time of the year where perhaps a person is also running to, is also under pressure to achieve personal goals. Mm. They're planning holidays, kids are going to new stages of learning. They finished maybe another stage the next year. They're supposed to be starting at another level and all those. So people are facing pressure from different ends. Mm.
Yeah, those pressures. And yeah, like you're saying, we really need to focus on them and accept them and then be able to deal with them. Otherwise, it's a problem. Is there a way to avoid it? I mean, altogether, where maybe you can, I don't know, maybe handle the year better so that even at the end, you still got energy. I mean, in marathon running, they call it pace yourself, right? Don't sprint in the beginning. Otherwise, by halfway mark, you are feeling like, guys, it's not, make sure I'm going to drop out. Is there a way to manage so that it doesn't perhaps even happen altogether?
I think the first thing is that maybe the problem also starts when you maybe set our resolutions at the beginning of the year. And if it's a Kanban, perhaps it's also because we have set ourselves very high targets that we're not able to achieve. So the first thing is just to accept our failures and to celebrate our successes. So we just need to be very, you know, we need to be honest with ourselves to say, you know what, this we have failed, but in the process also picking the roses, because reality is that there are some things that you might have done very well. You then focus on those things. You then learn from your lessons to say, okay, where did you make mistake? How can you improve next time? So you might actually discover that perhaps it's because you were not competent, but it's because you set two higher targets that you're not able to accomplish.
Yeah, be accepting of what comes through. Is maybe also just maybe thinking out loud here, this idea of maybe not trying to operate like a steam engine where you run and then you park only when it's extra hot, you know, to just say maybe pace yourself, take little breaks every now and again, maybe every 3 months, take a weekend where you just shut down and just focus on you so that you can rejuvenate. Maybe I know that leave days might be a challenge to take during the year, perhaps you're wanting to travel or something like that, but maybe just to not exert yourself overly in the year, even though you've got, like you're saying, the goals that you've got set and deadlines and so forth, but maybe to say, yeah, every now and again during the year, focus on you and don't over pressurize yourself. Is that an ideal way to deal with it as well, so that come the end of the year you're not totally finished?
That's a very good, I actually wanted to talk about it, self-care. You know,
yeah.
I think I'd actually you know, said you need to make sure even as we approach year end, you don't neglect your self-care as a person, taking some breaks just to be yourself, things like physical exercises, you know, just making sure that you don't neglect those things. You know, even the issues around diet, you need to make sure that you're having good diet, you're eating well, you're not changing your eating habits and those things. So even taking a break to just rest, regardless of the fact that you're under pressure to deliver something. But you also need to know that, you know, a board is more like an engine. Even an engine itself, it needs to rest so that it doesn't overheat. So I think the concept of self-care, even sleeping, making sure that you're sleeping, you're having adequate, you know, rest and all those things. Mm-hmm. I think that can then help you even to be in a better state of mind, to reflect on, you know, even to reflect on your achievements, your failures, and lessons. You know, I don't usually want to call it failures, but also lessons.
Okay.
Because
okay.
in everything that you failed at, it's actually a lesson.
True.
So it's actually an opportunity for us to then say, as we are starting 2025, how do we start strong, reflecting on our achievements for 2024?
Mm. I think they say it's only a failure, my elder, if you don't learn any lessons from that experience, right? Then really it is a failure because you fail to get anything at all at the moment. And I think I like the point you raised there about, and sometimes we struggle to see the correlation between the two, burnout and things such as just as simple as making sure you get adequate sleep. You know? And then we think, the less sleep I have, the more time I have to do the work. And the more time you have to sleep and the more adequate sleep you have, the better you become productive in the time that you need to have. And I think that was a key that maybe we got from Christ as he went through creation week, right? That God would take time to say, it's evening, it's morning, it's done for today. Ishaile, guys, let me go home. You know, he didn't say, no, guys, I think we are God. We don't tire. Let's just continue into the night. No. It's enough for today, guys. Mm. And we need that. We need that. And then we then kind of act surprised when we now have burnout. Ah, burnout, where from? You know?
Precisely. I like the idea that I'm bringing, that Christ set an example. You know, Christ is an all-powerful God. He doesn't get tired, but actually set an example to say on the seventh day you're supposed to rest, in the evening you're supposed to rest, and all those things. So, and I would want to also say that, you know, when you're having a burnout, when you're being fatigued, it's also important to maybe even take a break from social media, because other things that put people under pressure is social media.
We want to keep up with the Joneses.
Exactly. So you notice that during year end, people, you know, they post their achievements on social media, some going on holiday. And, you know, sometimes then you'd be under pressure to match up with those guys.
Yeah,
you know what I
mean? Switch off that thing is what I advise me.
So sometimes you need to make sure that you are reducing screen time, and even the people that you hang around with. You know, there's some people who are toxic sometimes. You know, people are always negative.
Yeah,
they remind you about your weaknesses, about your failures, what you failed to achieve, and all those things. But you need to then hang out with positive people who can encourage you to continue trying regardless of setbacks.
Indeed, some of those people are no help at all, and I think we need to really be key on that to say, hey guys, who is around you? Della, there's a comment that's coming through on our WhatsApp line, +27 73 470 3520. Two comments, actually. The one is just responding to the comment you made earlier on about exercise, to say actually that is been found to help you rejuvenate. And Umzalwane is like, Della, take a break to exercise. That seems like I'm breaking to do more work. And then after the break, I go back to more work. They're not getting that one.
No. You know what? You know what? Actually, if you do studies, have actually shown that physical exercise is good for mental health. They actually say motion regulates emotions. So if you notice that, if you are stressed, if you are something's not going well, if you do maybe jog or walk or something, you may notice that exercise produces what you call feel good hormones.
Okay.
So when you're sweating, for example, the body releases food good hormones. Those are the hormones that can give you happiness, make you feel better, and even regulate your emotions. So exercise appears as if it's work, but in reality, it's a process that helps you to heal and to recover.
I like that. And I think it's when you're feeling down after all this long day of work or whatever it is, it's the feel bad hormones that are saying, no, don't do more work. Can't actually, no, they're trying to repress you from getting the feel good hormones that will come from exercise. So I think they're responding to say, this sounds personal. Am I toxic? Maybe let's touch on their second comment here, Elder Nyamazana.
Hello.
Yes, Mdala, welcome back. Let's touch on their second comment here. They say, when we address this idea of taking a break and getting adequate sleep, I remember there's a comment that one popular celebrity, let me put that word rather, made some years ago to say, hey, you guys are sleeping 8 hours. Hey, you'll be poor. In the East Coast, they're already up by this time. And whenever Saleleng up, get up and go to work, you know. And they're just quoting it from a scriptural perspective to say, you know what, the Bible speaks about a sluggard, right? To say, hey, when you are sleeping a little this, a little that, and poverty comes upon you like a bandit, how do you balance that pressure that comes out even from God's word to say, hey, work, work, work?
Yeah, I think it also goes back to, you know, God, like what we said earlier on, to say God created the evening and also the afternoon, and the evening is, you know, like the night is for rest, for sleeping. And the body, the way it is designed, it's also, you know, that's why we fall asleep. It shows that it's a natural process that should happen.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You go and, yeah, so sleeping as well is also a way of, you know, managing and regulating emotions, and also a way of making sure that the body rejuvenates. Mm-hmm. So when you're sleeping, the body is rejuvenating, it's resting. So you notice that, say, for example, if you wait the whole night, to be honest with you, you won't be productive. You make more mistakes and all those things.
Yeah. True.
Yeah, the body will be tired. You can actually increase the fatigue. Actually, they say, you know, the less you sleep is the also the less number of years that you live on. It's actually reducing your existence, the time of existence on earth. So it's important that people sleep for health reasons. You are resting, you are rejuvenating, and the mind, when you wake up, you notice that it will be more active, more responsive, and all those things. Even memory improves when you sleep. So we actually increase our productivity, but you do need not to oversleep, because oversleeping is also dangerous. Research shows that an adult should sleep at least between 6 to 8 hours. Mm-hmm. If you then go beyond 8 hours, then that's oversleeping.
Certainly, everything must be done in moderation, I think, is the key. Thank you so much for that. Maybe let's wrap it up, Babu Nyamazana, just covering here some tips you'd want to leave with the listener as they go out into the balance of the year regarding how to get through, right? Just some help. I mean, we already have covered some of them as we were talking, but maybe just some of those guys here, the pointers, if you're looking for something quick, you can write on a notepad and you're always referring to, these are they.
So I think I would just summarize what I've said. So
okay.
The first point is that you need to make sure that you're not under pressure, you know, from society, from social media.
Oh, yes.
Just be yourself.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, try as much as possible to avoid being influenced by the outside world. So celebrate your successes, accept what you did not manage to do, and take that as lessons. So never think that, you know, things that you did not do well, you failed, but those things you need to take them as lessons, and that can then help you to start 2026, 2025 better. So I think what I'm just saying is that make sure you are learning from the setbacks. You know, say, some people say every setback is a setup for a step up.
For a step up.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And the other thing is that accept that you are fatigued and take the necessary steps to, you know, to deal with that. Accept that you are fatigued and take the necessary steps. And the steps that I mentioned include self-care. Self-care, sleeping, talking to other people, you know, positive people that, you know, can actually give you positive energy. And also even try to manage try to manage the people that you spend time with. Make sure that you avoid spending time with toxic people, people who put you under pressure, and also, you know, just making sure that you have the right people within you. That's very important. And also the issue that I spoke about social media. If you feel that you are too much under pressure, I think it's important to make sure that you are limiting social media, but also practicing gratitude.
Okay.
You know, during the year, a lot of people died. You know what I mean? Some got involved in accidents, and we are alive. Disney, we are now in November. Yeah, so it's important to say the most important and the most precious thing that you have at the moment is life. Regardless of the setbacks, regardless of the things that may have failed to achieve, we are alive, and we need to thank God for that.
Certainly, we must appreciate him for what he continues to do. Thanks, Mdala, Marita, and may you have a great evening. Until we chat again next time.
Thank you, my brother. Have a good evening, sir.
Amen. Elder Nyamazana, they're taking us through transformation, and he says, hey, just an attitude of gratitude can go a long way for you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.